This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Tuesday, the 21st of May. Which is fantastic, isn't it? 4 days to go until Friday. And what happens on Friday? Payday. Much excitement. Jensen Buttons. I was going to mention her the other day because I thought, there's something about people who want to show off baby bumps. It just looks like she's leaning forward. I've got roughly the same kind of baby bump. And his fiance is called Brittany Ward. They're not married. They're just shacked up together and she's pregnant. So she's done the usual, this is me and a baby bump. I mean, you know, it was done years and years ago. And frankly, it's looking a bit tired and boring at the moment. I like the idea that the Queen jokes with Prince William, you're looking very tidy. I think that's sort of a way for looking a bit smart. Sophie Wessex gamely climbs into the treehouse. The Queen looks lovely, as she always does. As she always does. She doesn't have to worry about trekking down to the dry cleaners to go, you know that red outfit, is it ready? Oh, God, I need it today. I've got to go to Chelsea. Alex Jones has had a baby. Must be something in the water, mustn't there? Or everybody's very fertile at the moment. And so her and her husband, Charlie Thompson, are besotted with little Kit. As opposed to what? Absolutely hate the kid. Ugly. Get rid of. Of course they're going to be besotted. Lizzie Cundy. I know you don't know who she is. Nobody knows who she is. Not even her. But she has an autobiography. It's a bit dreary. It's my life on the red carpet, a very short red carpet. And I think she was basically fitting it. So she's apparently become friends with the Duchess of Sussex. Not really. Just another interview. But of course, never let Lizzie Cundy try and spoil a naff story, of which she does many. Ronaldo is with his girlfriend. She's called Selena Locks. And he's... Is that Cristiano Ronaldo? Oh, that's the older Ronaldo. Oh, that was going to say. My God, he's aged badly, isn't he? Who knows this one? He's let himself go. Well, what did I say to you the other day? You've let yourself go. You've started, really, I don't want to go on about it, but frankly, you're beginning to more look like me. Then you haven't lost weight at all. You haven't, you just got taller, which distributes it more. You haven't lost weight. I wish I could lie to you, Thomas, and say you've lost weight, but I cannot tell a lie to you. There's no point in boosting up your ego, is there? Not anymore. You know, I think you put on a little bit of weight, and as I'm the presenter of the programme, I think you find I'm right. Hugh's in the Downton Abbey movie. First cast photo revealed. They're all there. Maggie Smith, Imelda Staunton, Jim Carter, Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern. Fantastic. All there. The dog? There is a dog as well. I don't think the dog has a name, does it? Does the dog have a name? It's just called Dog, I thought. Well, I don't know. Keely Hawes compares herself to a nurse as she says she still worries about paying the mortgage. We all worry about paying the mortgage. Well, actually, not me. But, I mean, loads of other people worry about things like that, don't they? Some people can't even drive still. Why you've not taken driving lessons? You're not too poor to... Well, you're too poor to worry about a mortgage. But to be honest with you, you know, you need to get yourself driving lessons. Blimey, even the AP the other day, he's got driving lessons. And he's passed. And he's got a car. And he's 13 now. Lizzie Cundy. Oh, here we go. Her star-studded book launch. Unfortunately, poor old Lizzie Cundy is a bit sort of mutton dressed as mutton. And they go, Tales from the Red Carpet. It's the usual kind of claptrap. Nobody cares. Seriously, she looks like she's an overstuffed hamster. Katie gets her hands dirty. The Duchess dresses down in culottes. This is at the Chelsea Flower Show. She's the only one who's getting any coverage at all at Chelsea. It's a bit of a Wizzo idea. Get somebody in the royal family to design a garden. So her garden's got a babbling brook and some trees, which is probably what most idea of people, if they said, would you like a garden? I mean, every single story in the newspaper is about them and this bloody garden with a, you know, and they sit on the bridge and everything else and the kids play on a rope swing and then some of the kids get their feet... Is there anybody else exhibiting at Chelsea this year? Hello? I'd like to know that there were other people down there. I know that there are. But to be honest with you, I mean, they're so privileged. Why are they at Chelsea? Sarah Jessica Parker used to be married to Matthew Broderick. I like Matthew Broderick a lot. They celebrate... Good Lord, 22 years of marriage from the 90s. Throwback photo from the 90s when they celebrate. They're still married, are they? Good heavens above. 22 years of marriage. Good for them. Doesn't happen very often, does it, in Hollywood? We're always very excited. I'm always very excited when anybody's relationship goes beyond the first day. You know, if it lasts any longer than that, I think you're on a bonus. Tamsin Althwaite splashed out on a luxury sauna, £12,000. Oh, I don't think so. In the garden of her £1.7 million London home. Oh, no. It's called an igloo sty. £12,200. I don't want one. You wouldn't find me getting into a sort of a hot tub kind of thing. The producer's got one. Not you. Producer Chris has got one. He's got a blow-up one, apparently. We'd never heard of a blow-up one before. Very naff. He likes it. He sits there. He seriously likes it. I don't know how many get in there with him. I don't know whether or not it's you sit there with a bottle of very cruel, with a bottle of beer. I don't know if it's any more than that. But and he said, would you not get one? I went, no. I sat in my friend Paul's once. The idea of padding across the garden in your swimming trunks. Are they dirty? Oh, right. Oh, especially, do you put chemicals in them like a swimming pool? I don't know. I just didn't want to sit there. They were all bucket seats. It was all moulded fibreglass. And you sit there. It's got lights under the... Why would you need lights under the water? Answer me that one. That's a strange one, isn't it? Coloured lights under the water, which change colour. I thought, oh, dear me, no. And then you get sort of this foam stuff on the top. It's all a bit naff, I'm afraid. Not for me at all. Not for me. Kate's dress at the botanical unveiling is being sold on eBay for more than four times the price after selling out in a day. It's amazing. They wear one thing one day and the next minute it's sold out. That's the power of the press nowadays. Here's Danny Dyer. She wears a kooky ensemble. For that read, she's dressing really badly. But she's got her new little boyfriend called Sammy Kimmons. You remember Sammy, don't you? That was one of the little packet of white stuff in his hand during a photo session. Very strange boy, but if that's the kind of thing she likes, well, good luck to her. Holly Willoughby is left in hysterics as Pip Schofield trips and falls off the stage during the Live in Birmingham thing. That's the trouble. You've got to walk in front of the public. It's not good, is it, really? I do that. I can fall down anyway. Strictly Come Dancing's Katia Jones jokes her Sean Walsh cheating scandal will drag on longer than Brexit in an awkward interview. They were interviewed on This Morning, and she was with her husband, Neil. Hilarious. We don't know whether or not what sort of husband he is. And Made in Chelsea fans delight as the original stars, Millie the Boar McIntosh and Caggy, what a stupid name, Dunlop, reunite for a 30th, but fume over wellness guru Millie smoking in a now-deleted snap. They're just... I've come to the conclusion, as I've said before, Made in Chelsea are exactly the same as Made in Newcastle, except they speak with a better accent. But basically, they bed-hop exactly the same as all the other people do. It's not necessary, is it? No. Geordie, what did I say? Made in Newcastle. Well, it could be Made in Newcastle. What's the matter with Made in Newcastle? It's the same thing. It could be Made in Twickenham. You know, Temshaw. Louisa Lytton is engaged, and she's been behind the scenes at Ben Banvara's romantic Maldives proposal and shows off her beautiful ring. In fact, actually... I have to move the paper around to see the ring at all. I suppose it's one of those things. You see them on the television, you know, polishing this crap jewellery on some of these channels that sell this sort of rubbish. And they polish it. You think it's hardly worth bothering, do you? You could throw it on the floor and nobody would care. Jack Fincham shed two stones after doctors branded him clinically obese. What a crock of what's it? And so he's adopted this strict diet. It's a company he's promoting. OK, don't take a blind bit of notice of it. He was not branded clinically. What doctor would be stupid enough to brand him clinically obese? Game of Thrones fans spot a water bottle in the final episode. Yeah, they keep... You can see it down by somebody's feet. It's just shoddy, isn't it? Somebody died, apparently, in Game of Thrones, but I don't know who it is. You don't know. Spoiler alert. Oh, right. Her name's Danny. Have they aired this programme yet? Oh, that's fine then, okay. So Danny dies. Danny dies, how funny. Danny dies. Oh well, we live in hope, don't we? Joe Sugg and Diana Buswell put on a loved up display as they lead the celebrity turnout. Okay, you might have to refresh me. Diane Buswell. Never heard of her. And Joe Sugg. Never heard of him. Joe Sugg from... Oh, Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, right. But they vlog, apparently, and they led the celebrity turnout. Must have been a bit thin on the ground, wasn't it? Chris Evans, standing out in bright... He likes this bright yellow shirt. I've seen it on him a few times. He likes this one, actually, and his wife, Natasha. And they were at day one of the Chelsea Flower Show. I could have gone. I see you in a yellow shirt, Poppet. I see a yellow shirt would be quite nice on you. What's this? Can we get? We're not going anywhere. I've told you this. Don't start that. Can we go for something to eat? Can we go to the cinema? Can we go to the Chelsea Flower Show? No, on all three accounts. OK. Well, that is trouble. What's about falling asleep? I thought you'd be grateful. At least he's not talking. Let him fall asleep. Lily James says turning 30 has made her feel more assured and brave. Does it? Do people just say that? They go, oh, turning 30 is great. I thought 30 was rubbish. I thought 30 was right. 60 was vile. Actually, it wasn't. I didn't care about it. But this morning we were having bets on, seeing as Niki Lauda's just died at the age of 70. I said, well, I'm only 5 years away from it. And I don't drive a racing car anymore. I mean, I might go quickly as well. Actually, I thought about that the other day. If I collapse, would you do mouth to mouth? You would. See, he's medically done. What do they call it? First aid trained. So, and you've let the qualification lapse. Better get back into it again. I might collapse and I might need that mouth to mouth. And it might be a case of, I mean, shall we let him? Oh, let him go. Let's not bother. A little plaque on the stuck on my back. Do not resuscitate. Claudia Schiffer turns heads in a flowing, colourful gown as she makes her arrival to Rocket Man, the premiere. Actually, it wasn't as flash as I thought, but the gown looked great. The gown looked great and everybody was out there. Apparently, according to Chris Golds, everybody was leaning out the window. Sort of doing. Were you leaning out the window? No, you weren't here, were you? You were home in bed by that time. Harry Styles and Kaya Gerber. Singer joined by the teen model. What is it about teen models now? They're a bit naff, aren't they? Harry Styles was out there. She's 17, he's 25. I'm tempted to make a joke, but I won't. Taron Egerton. I've not heard of Taron Egerton. Oh, yes, I have. That's the star of the film, isn't it? Rocket Man. That's why he gave a big, big sloppy kiss to his wife. She's not, I like sloppy kisses. You know, have you ever had butterfly kisses? Butterfly kisses are really great. Never had a butterfly kiss. No, they're sort of little kisses, but on your tummy. I know. Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? On your tummy. Elton John was on the blue carpet. We've given up with red, and everybody looked very happy about it. We were going to be talking to the producer, but he was a bit busy. Philip Schofield looks cool as he walks with his wife Stephanie during the Chelsea Flower Show. It's so funny because every time you see a picture of Pip Schofield with his wife, you suddenly think perhaps he's taken his mother with him, because we're so used to seeing Pip Schofield looking sort of youngish, although he's not. He's 57, for goodness sake. But every time I see him with his wife, who's lovely, and the kids are gorgeous, it just looks like he's taking his mother out. Katie Price tries to lose a stone. She's doing a juice diet. Stupid woman. Very, very stupid. Very stupid. Never, ever go on a juice diet. OK, I'm telling you that as a medical fact. Don't waste your time or money. You'd be an idiot. Fern McCann details her experience with soul-destroying reality TV and reveals she was left paranoid after news of her pregnancy with Sunday was leaked. I think you need to get over yourself, darling, and go and find a job. Why don't you go stack shelves or something? Amanda Holden transforms into a Roman goddess. I quite like the Roman goddess look, and men as well. I quite like togas. I quite like them big into togas, I think. Tom Daley reveals he suffered PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after the 2012 Olympics, and he admits self-conscious standing on a diving board being close to naked. Although if you look like Tom Daley, why you'd worry about being naked, I can't imagine. They've got a thing going on with the British Diving Association because they wouldn't let him and Lance take the baby buggy next to him, and so it all descended. I mean, it's a very weird thing. They said, oh, health and safety. Oh, why don't you just do one? Ridiculous, isn't it? Of course he should better take the buggy to the... What's the matter with it? What do you think he is, some amateur? They're such dickheads, these people. It really annoys me. Liam Gallagher's girlfriend, Debbie, had a massive impact on the Lost Rocker and gave him the confidence to move on from Oasis. Rivetingly boring. Duncan Bannatyne, he's 70. He's got a wife called Nigora. She's 39. Of course, the fact that he's absolutely minted has got nothing to do with it. Sophie Turner reveals she and Joe Jonas secretly split just before their wedding after getting cold feet. Well, it's kind of a thing, isn't it, really? You know, if you want a relationship with somebody and you want it to go really well, you've got to sort of give yourself 100%. Susanna Reid goes to the Chelsea Flower Show. And strangely, Max George and Stacey Giggs, they've confirmed their romance on an Ibiza trip. Who knows? Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, another embarrassing blunder. All sorts of things going on. And Simone Holznagel, wallpapers her bedroom in lingerie-clad modelling photos of her. What for? What for? She's selling... This says the posters are from her campaign for lingerie giant bras and things. In a video... Oh, she's just one of those internet people, isn't she? Yeah, of course I would. Plaster my walls with pictures of me? Absolutely. Would you? Well, I bet you've already got them, haven't you? I bet you've got pictures. This is me with Steve. This is me again with Steve. This is me taking a picture of Steve as he walks into the building. Just you naked. Who would notice the difference? There would be no difference. Not much, to notice at all. Poor soul, honestly. See, we're starting the day on a downer. But we don't care. Listen, if you can smile whilst all around you is collapsing, you're an idiot. Anyway, have a lovely day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 4. Tell your friends. You can podcast. Go to lbc.co.uk. OK, and then you can download. And if you're going on holiday, just take the thing. Are you in a funny mood this morning? Are you in a funny sort of mood? I can tell you're in an odd mood. Who's the AP today? It's down here for us. Who's it? It's going to be young boy again. Callum. He's very small, and he's got rips in his jeans, which we're not sure about, are we? Are you yawning again? Right. That was a big... Yeah, he's got rips in his jeans. Apparently, it's called trendy for young people, but it's not for... I mean, how would I feel if I walked in here with jeans with rips in the front of them? You would laugh, wouldn't you? You'd look and... You would think I'd been attacked, yeah. Like you'd care. Like you'd care. You just don't care, do you? That's the trouble nowadays with you young people, 25 and can't wear skinny jeans anymore. Anyway, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the sunshine. I've watered my baskets this morning. 12:30 last night, I was out there with my hose in my hand and I watered all the baskets. I bought strawberries in baskets the other day, so they're hanging up. And I might go out and get some more today. I might. Sod it. Why not? Good Lord, life, as I said to my driver this morning, is so short, you might as well live every day as if it's your last. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.